Ilhan Omar claims Trump wants all black and brown people deported. By Joshua Kaplan on July 22, 2019. Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, claimed over the weekend that President Donald Trump is a racist and wants every black and brown person deported from the United States. "You all should end this charade and accept that this racist president wants every black/brown person deported and Muslims banned," Omar tweeted on Saturday in response to a video critiquing President Trump for urging the far-left Democrat squad to leave the country over their repeated attacks on the U.S. "His immigration policies say this much," she added. Omar's tweet comes as the squad, comprised of the Minnesota Democrat and Reps. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, Ianya Pressley, DMA, and Rashida Tlaib, DME, remains under fire from the president for their support of radical far-left positions and past anti-Semitic remarks. Ocasio-Cortez has attracted immense blowback for likening immigrant detention centers to concentration camps, a comparison viewed as a trivialization of the Holocaust. While Omar recently suggested members of Congress are bribed into supporting Israel by Jewish groups. Appearing Sunday on the Fox News channel, senior White House adviser Stephen Miller, who is Jewish, tore into the New York Democrat for comparing the migrant centers to concentration camps, saying her remarks left him profoundly outraged. "It is a historical smear. It is a sinful comment. It minimizes the death of 6 million of my Jewish brothers and sisters," said Miller. "It minimizes their suffering and it paints every patriotic law enforcement officer as a war criminal," and those are the comments. Earlier July, President Trump, without explicitly naming the freshman congresswomen, urged them to go back and help fix the totally broken and crime-infested places from which they came. Democrats expressed outrage over the remarks, calling the president a racist. They re-upped their criticism after "Send Her Back" chants about Omar broke out at President Trump's Wednesday evening rally in Greenville, North Carolina. The following day, the president announced the chants, saying he was not happy about it. "I felt a little bit badly about it, but I will say this, I did start speaking very quickly. I was not happy with it. I disagree with it, but, again, I didn't say that. They did," he told reporters in the Oval Office. On Sunday, President Trump doubled down on his criticisms of the squad and demanded they apologize for their rhetoric. "I don't believe the four congresswomen are capable of loving our country. They should apologize to America, and Israel, for the horrible, hateful things they have said," he wrote.